My parents asked if their grandchildren could visit them for a week.
I've wanted to spend time with you for so long.
I have not seen your Nana this happy in years. Bedtime here is 9:30. It's probably best you two shouldn't come out of your room after that. See you in the morning.
It's 10:47. We think there's someone outside the door.
There's something wrong with Nana and Papa.
Okay, here's the deal. After testing the waters of big-budget science fiction and subsequently crashing and burning with The Last Airbender and After Earth, M. Night Shyamalan goes back to his old form of filmmaking with The Visit. Shyamalan writes and directs this smaller, intimate thriller about a brother and sister who go to visit their estranged grandparents for a week. While there, the two encounter some very bizarre and possibly dangerous behavior. Shyamalan is essentially a modern pulp filmmaker that I've enjoyed for the most part. I welcomed his return to the form considering how much I hated his bigger sci-fi films. However, The Visit squanders whatever neat storytelling ideas it has for the found footage format. This gimmick is no longer clever and no longer unique. Like other cheap found footage movies, The Visit spends more time on insipid dialogue, overdone cliches, and cheap jump scares than actually building tension with relatable characters. The Visit gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.